and a good Friday morning on the Eagle 93.5. I'm Mike Allen with Mr. Bob Zadora of the Z Team, Century 21 Lee Mack Realty. Good morning and Happy New Year, Bob.
And Happy New Year to you, Mike.
How did you spend your New Year's?
Our New Year's Eve, actually, we were out having dinner with some friends of ours and sitting over at Live Edge. Always do well over there. We're always happy. And as we're sitting there trying to converse, Linda's phone's going nutsy. And about halfway through dinner, she says, I got that house over on 457 under contract, New Year's Eve.
Working, yeah.
Yeah, a working dinner while we're trying to eat.
Yeah.
And so we enjoy the rest of our dinner. We go home and we're watching the TV and different people celebrating New Year's in different places and things. And about 9 o'clock, she leans over and she says, well, I got the nurse's home under, and that was one of our listings. So that was good on that. Yeah. So, you know, always good when you can sell your own listings. But so we spent New Year's Eve
working,
getting deals closed and working. So they haven't closed yet. I shouldn't say closed, but they're under contract and we'll go forward. The next big thing will be getting them through inspections and making sure the financing is right and, you know, the people can actually do what they say they can do.
Let's talk about that a little bit, Bob. Let's talk about home inspections and the importance of home inspections, whether you're a seller or a buyer. Let's start with sellers.
I recommend somebody in a bigger house, you know, more expensive house, I recommend getting inspections done beforehand. So, you know, I mean, who goes into their attic or go into their crawl space and things like that? Or you just don't pay attention because you get used to living in the house. You don't pay as much attention to some of the little flaws that are in there that an inspector's going to kick out. But to get that done beforehand so that you know what you're dealing with. You know that you've got a leaky pipe down there or something's, you know, in the shower, electrical issue in the box that obviously nobody goes in there to check. So you can get those things fixed ahead of time and or be able to disclose them ahead of time so that you're letting the seller know that we know that we've got an issue with this and we're going to correct it by price generally. We'll drop the price down because it's going to be X amount of dollars to get it done. Sometimes it's things that may involve cosmetic issues as well. So you let the buyer do it the way they want it to do. So there's things that come up. The biggest, in talking to the banks this year, the biggest reasons for contracts blowing up were because of inspections. People that, you know, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, things were bought sight unseen. You know, still had them inspected, but they didn't really see. But now that market's done. And when you look at the number of new homes going under contract, especially on a nationwide number, it's down quite a bit. And it's down here. The number of homes that sold this year from last year is down appreciably. Those deals that blew up were blown up because of inspections. People were like, they had cold feet. You know, they weren't sure that they wanted to do this anyway. Do I really want to take on this high of an interest rate? Can we really do what we want to do? And that inspection gives them an excuse to bail. So I would rather have the home inspected beforehand and know what you've got going in. It's a couple $100, but it can be money well spent going forward because you don't want to start to make your plans for the next phase of your life just to find out that, that's not going to happen and you're going to be stuck here. Worst places to be stuck in, obviously. Stuck in is kind of a relative term, but you can't do what it was you thought you were going to be able to do. And that hurts people.
Yeah. And for buyers, what's the real importance of a home inspection?
The real importance of home inspections is that you get the disclosure from the seller. But again, the seller's not up in the attic. The seller's not down in the basement. There's things that, you know, an older home may have issues, electrical, even if it's not issues, even sometimes it's just something is double tapped or something like that. And the inspectors will call that out all the time or not have ground fault where they need to be. Those things change over time and you're not grandfathered in because now you're selling the house. You know, you can say, well, I didn't have to do that when I bought it. That's true. But going forward, you do. You got to be kind of up to code on a lot of that. So,
and to a layperson, the electrical stuff, just right over my head. I couldn't tell you.
And that's exactly right. I mean, electrical plumbing, structurally, you know, go up through the attic, make sure that there isn't a crack up in one of the rims,
in the trusses
up there. make sure that things are right the way they should be. Make sure that the water pressure is good. Make sure, see how old the hot water heater is. You should know that when you're going in. How old is the furnace? Not necessarily, things that are working are working. And no buyer, no seller is going to replace something that's working. It's working, you go forward. To say that a roof's got 10, 12 years left in it, well, that's to give you as a buyer an idea of how that you need to start putting money away. You're praying for hail, obviously, but before that, if that doesn't happen, you're putting a little money away each year to be prepared for that, you know, 6, 8, 10, depending upon the size, $15,000 hit that's going to be coming when you need to replace the roof.
It does give you a timeline.
Yeah, it does. And that's what it's really for. You can't expect the seller, roof's got 10 years of life in it. You want me to put a new roof on for you,
yeah,
that just doesn't make, you know.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
No,
I'll agree with you on that.
And sometimes when it gets to closer where they'll say it's, you know, 3 or 4 years, we've had them split them. You know, we'll give you X amount of dollars. That's all part of the negotiation. That's why you hire a good quality realtor to watch over your best interest on both sides.
That's right. That's why you hire somebody like Bob or Linda Zadora with the Z Team.
Yes, sir.
21.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at some numbers. It's time for This Week in Real Estate.
This Week in Real Estate, there were obviously a shortened week, but 17 listings came on the market, one commercial property, 3 parcels of land, 13 homes came on the market. They range in price from $17,000 to $2.25 million. It's a nice house over on Mallard Point. There were 21 sales, one commercial property, 5 parcels of land, 15 homes sold. They range in price from $80,000 to $407,000. Average sale price this week was $216,000 with 79 days on market. So you can still see that pressure of getting things done. 7 properties expired, eight had price changes, and we still have 34 pending that are waiting to close. And those are all residential numbers. They're not including anything else. Currently, there's 316 homes listed on the MLS. So when you look at a year ago and where we are now, that's an appreciable difference as far as how many homes people can come here and look at and pick from. That makes a big difference compared to where we were. So the importance of making sure that the buyer has financing in order and home inspections and just the whole bowl of spaghetti of getting things together. Year to date, closing out 2023, I did this last night from January 1st to December 31st. There were 1,064 homes closed for a total of $242 million. The average sale price this year was $228,000 with 85 days on market. For 2022, there had been 1,176 homes that sold for $261 million. Average sale price last year was $222 with 80 days on market. So you had fewer homes closed, but they closed for more money. There were a lot of big homes that sold this year as well, especially when the interest rates started to move. People that were thinking about buying are buying. The rates fell again this week, though. I mean, it was a big story when it hit 8, not so much of a story when it hit 6. And that's important for people to keep in mind that they go and get pre-approved again. You know, you're not getting taken hits on your credit. And next week, we're going to have Chris Nassari on here, and he's going to go over some of the things that you need to know to either help your credit out or things that you can do to get you pre-approved so that you can become a home buyer in 2024.
That's right. What do you always say? You date the rate.
You date the rate, and you marry the mortgage. That's right. just what you're doing. So we want to wish everyone a happy new year going forward. If you have any questions or comments, I want you to give Linda a call. She's at 870-405-0793. And check out our website, retiredarkansas.net. And join us next week right here on our new nest on the Eagle.